It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, these tropical perennials grow super colorful, high wattage blooms, and the hardy varieties do really well here. I'm always envious of my neighbors that have this plant. But can you walk us through which hardy hibiscus grow well, and how do we keep them looking amazing year after year?
Yeah, hardy hibiscus are a great, what I call shrub-like perennial, meaning they grow up and are big, like 3 to 6 feet tall sometimes, but then they die back in the winter just like a regular perennial. So they're great for having a big, stunning plant in the landscape, especially this time of year when you're looking for something big and bright. So there's lots of different varieties. If you want some dwarf varieties, shorter ones, the Luna series is really nice. There's a white and a red one. They only grow 2 to 3 feet tall. If you want some with burgundy-colored leaves, which are really nice even when the plant's not flowering, Midnight Marvel and Evening Rose can do that. And there's even one that has yellowish kind of flowers called French Vanilla. So there's lots of different varieties, a lot of bicolored ones too that are out there. The key with hardy hibiscus is to find a well-drained site in full sun. That's really all it needs. Once it's established, it'll come back reliably year after year after year, even down into a zone 4 climate. And once the plant starts growing and grows up big, there's really not much to do. There's one pest you have to watch out for, and that's the hibiscus sawfly. And that's a small little caterpillar that'll be on the underside of the leaves, and it defoliates individual leaves. And you start seeing that damage, check on the undersides, and then just hand-pick those little caterpillars. If you have a lot of them, you can't spray an organic pesticide such as spinosad. You just want to do it in the evening when the bees aren't active. Other than that, you just let them grow. They're big, gaudy, 8-inch diameter flowers that'll bloom for weeks into the fall. In the fall, I just leave the plant there because a lot of beneficial insects might overwinter in the stems. They have a hollow stem. But in the spring, once the beneficials have moved on, you can cut all that back. And then the key is to be patient because they're very slow to emerge in spring. Everything else is up. Some things are even flowering and your hardy hibiscus is still not growing yet. Be patient with it. It'll show up. And once it shows up and gets some hot weather, bam, it's right back again, a full plant in your landscape.
Oh, I love those. Those are so beautiful. Question coming in from Brendan in Norwich. Brendan writes, so far, I've simply been squashing them by hand, but it's hard going with Colorado potato beetles. There have been many this year. Do you have any suggestions?
Sure, Brendan. What you can do, first of all, is to look for the orange-colored eggs on the bottom sides of the leaves. So this is, of course, it's pretty late to be doing that now, but in the spring or early summer when the plants first come up, start checking underneath there. If you see those orange-colored eggs or very bright orange, just crush them with your hands. If you miss some of them, you're going to have those red slug-like Colorado potato beetle larvae. You can crush those with your hands too, or you can crush everything. You can crush the adults as well. If it's really bad, you can spray an organic spray called Bacillus thuringiensis tenebrianus. That's a big name. Just look for the one, the BT, that's for Colorado potato beetles. That will kill the larval stage, not the adult stage of the Colorado potato beetle. And in the future, if you want to plant some companion plants like cilantro and dill, that will deter the Colorado potato beetle from coming into your potato patch.
Okay, this next question from Twinkie in Putney. My basil in containers on the porch is being attacked by Japanese beetles. Any tips on how to get that under control?
Well, Twinkie, because you have it in a container on a porch, I think the best thing to do is just hand pick them every morning. So every morning go out there with your cup of coffee or tea or whatever you're drinking and just hand pick those very sluggish Japanese beetles and put them in a bowl of soapy water and that'll kill them. If that doesn't seem to be enough or you have to be away or whatever, you can just cover the whole container with a mesh material. It's kind of like a window screening and that will not allow the Japanese beetles to get in there to attack your basil. It may not look so great, but you'll have really nice basil.
If you have questions for Charlie about your garden and lawns, then write to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen back to this wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.